If you haven't already noticed, brands and businesses want you to know they support Black Lives Matter. From Netflix and Peloton to the makers of Tasers and the fruit snack Gushers, companies are issuing statements supporting social justice movements. Amazon, in particular, drew attention for its statement supporting the protest movement, which critics said was at odds with the company's record on labor rights. Amazon followed up with a pledge last week to donate $10 million to organizations, including Black Lives Matter and the NAACP. But our next guest says these corporate displays of so-called solidarity look like cynical attempts to capitalize on Black death. Misha Fraser-Carroll is a journalist and opinions editor at the UK-based Gal Dim magazine. Misha, welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You wrote an op-ed for The Independent that we'll link at hereandnow.org, but you criticized these corporate calls for solidarity as empty statements. One company you criticize in particular is Amazon. They released a statement after the killing of George Floyd that read, "Together we stand in solidarity with the Black community, our employees, customers, and partners in the fight against systemic racism and injustice." You actually called that absurd. Explain why.
Well, basically, as a journalist who has been covering issues on race for years now, systemically, if you actually look at the actions of these organizations, it doesn't look at all like they commit to anti-racist values. So, for example, Amazon, their workers at the very bottom are disproportionately likely to be people of color and Black people specifically. And there have been a lot of workers' rights violations. Workers at Amazon have said that they are too afraid to go for toilet breaks because they are set on timers and things like this. And Amazon have also been known, I don't think it's a secret now, that they've been known to share information with the police. And obviously, because Black Lives Matter is a movement that predominantly focuses on police brutality, that just seems completely incongruous and kind of hypocritical as a message from Amazon.
But let me ask you something, though. I mean, is it a good sign for Black Lives Matter that corporations feel the need to speak out? I mean, does it help pressure companies and politicians, for example, to further a culture where racial injustice is not tolerated?
So I think it's an interesting question, because I think on kind of the surface level, you might say that it furthers a culture of at least by lip service committing to kind of vague notions of anti-racism. But actually, if nothing's changing concretely, if companies aren't kind of starting at home and interrogating their internal structures, implementing practices like actually introducing fair working conditions for people of color, committing to diversifying within their organizations, tackling racism at home, then I don't think the example that they're setting is really strong enough.
The beauty brand Glossier and Chipotle are among companies that have made large donations along with their statements. Does this make their statements possibly less cynical in your view?
I think it does, because I think although you could argue that any of these kind of donations are still, in a sense, PR, they are still they still do improve the reputation of the brand. And ultimately, as consumers, we do see it and we think that it's good and maybe think that we're more likely to buy from that brand. It is at least doing something. Like Glossier donated $1 million, I think it was, half of which went to Black-owned beauty brands and the other half went directly to Black Lives Matter or anti-racist organizations. It just feels like a bit more of a commitment to concrete change rather than just kind of espousing values of equality or diversity or inclusion that kind of make you think, well, what does that actually mean? What is that going to look like? And I guess that's the thing to emphasize, is like a statement isn't in itself a bad thing, but I think that other kind of concrete actions and concrete commitments to change are really, really important to go alongside these statements of solidarity.
Brands are huge influencers as well. I'm thinking about the way that they can influence our spending habits. Could we also see this as a way of changing the hearts and minds of the public?
I think potentially, yeah. These statements can kind of serve as awareness raising, right? So I think that by putting out statements, brands can, without necessarily like making concrete changes within themselves, they can influence like what people are aware of and what they potentially think about. And I think that awareness is really, really key. And I think that is one form of power that brands do have. But obviously, like another, especially when we're talking about really big corporations like Amazon, the main kind of power that they have is actually economic. And I guess it's, yeah, about thinking about not what's like the most economically efficient way of them paying lip service to an issue, which probably is just putting out one statement, but actually like what might be a risk to a brand, do you know what I mean? And I think that by actually putting their money where their mouth is, that feels like potentially the riskiest but the most morally important way of influencing people.
That's Misha Fraser-Carroll. She's the opinions editor at Gal Dim magazine. Misha, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.